bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Father, we bless your name. Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, woo, that this word shall go forth with clarity and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, woo, glory. Come on, somebody. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Good morning, Sister Michelle. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name. Hallelujah, come on, bless his name. Hallelujah, come on, bless his name. Hey, glory, Ishandere Kisha. Come on, just begin to bless him. Come on, just begin to magnify him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Glory, Isha. Father, I thank you. Woo, come on, somebody. Just begin to bless the Lord. Come on, he's worthy. Come on. Can you just give him 60 seconds of praise? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Just give him 60 seconds of praise. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. He's in the house. Hallelujah. Come on. He's in your house. Hallelujah. Come on. He's right there with you. High glory. Hey, shete ko shatalaba. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, it's shatalaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah, come on. Ha, glory, come on, somebody. We magnify it. We magnify your name, 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 Hallelujah. Come on. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Why? Because the Bible says, listen, man does not live by bread only. Come on, you better get this morning. Man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. So when we begin to understand and comprehend, okay, that life begins with the word. Good morning, Pastor John. Good morning, Michelle. Come on. Life begins with the word. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it till it gets down in your spirit realm. Come on now. Life begins with the word or with a word. Okay. Any way you want to say it. But life, I'm going to put this down here in the comments. Life begins with a word And I'll just say from God, okay? Life begins with a word from God. Just adjusting the camera a little bit. Amen. That's right, Sister Michelle. In the beginning was the word. Amen. Now, and since she done went there, we might as well go here so that way we can get some. Is somebody ready to get some clarity and understanding to manifestation? See, manifestation happens with understanding. Healing begins with understanding. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Your breakthrough is going to happen from understanding. Okay. Oh, okay. Let's go here. Let's go here. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Well, come on. Let's just go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen. Good morning, Corey. Amen and amen and amen. So let's go here. Let's just go here because I want you to get the understanding of this. Amen. That's right. Because the Bible does say in the beginning, okay? But that phrase, in the beginning was the word, comes from John chapter 1. And we're going to go to John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 12. Okay? John chapter 1, verse 1. Good morning, Sister Missy. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 12. Okay? John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 12. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Come on now. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 12. Okay, here we go. Now look at what it says. Now remember I said life begins with the word. Okay, so let's check this out. In the beginning was the word. Okay. Past tense, was, okay? So he's been there all the time. In the beginning was the word. Now, in my Bible, the word is capitalized. If it's in your Bible, someone type amen. The word is capitalized. If the word is capitalized in John chapter 1, verse 1, type amen. Okay, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, here's the clarity and understanding. We're not talking about letters or words on a page. We're talking about the person, the word, okay? Okay, I'm going to say some things because you got to get the clarity and understanding. Remember, I told you, manifestation, healing, or whatever it is that you need from God begins with understanding. It doesn't happen until you have understanding in that area. So first of all, let's get the understanding of who the word is. In the beginning was the word. Now he didn't have the name. He wasn't given a name, Yahshua or Jesus, until he was needed for earthly ministry. His name in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. Oh, come on, somebody. And the word was with God and the word was God, which means you cannot separate God from the word. Oh, come on, somebody. Now look at verse 2. And the same was in the beginning with God. Okay. Thank you for letting me know, Sister Missy. Nobody else would say it. Come on now. So now, and all things were made by him. So we're talking about a person and not a word or letters on a page. Okay. So now go down. Okay. Now look at verse 4. In him was life. And who was life? The word. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I told you, life begins with the word. Oh, my God. You better get this today. You are going to prosper. You are going to be successful. You are going to be healed and whole. You're going to get debt free. You're going to be, oh, my God, somebody's getting some debts canceled today. Woo, somebody's house getting paid off today. Somebody's cars are getting paid off today. Your credit cards and everything going to have a, oh my God, paid in full. Woo! Somebody's going to get a paid in full, because the last 4 years you've been plagued by a debt that you haven't been able to get rid of. I just heard the Lord say, today is paid in full. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Oh, my God. Woo! Okay, now go down to verse 12. But as many as received him, who? The word. Come on, somebody. Come on now. To as many as received him, the word, to them, those that received him, high glory, he gave them what? His power. Oh, my God. This word power is dunamis. It's the Greek word dunamis, which means his ability. So when you get the word, life begins, and he gives you his ability. Oh, my God. The power to become what? High glory. The sons of God. This is why I've been telling you all week and even last week, you are not servants. He didn't create servants. He created divine offspring. He created children that he could share his power and wealth. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Oh my God. Type this right now. I'm a son. It is so. Come on. Woo! I'm a son. It is so. Now, why is this key? Woo, my God, my God, my God. Why is this important today? Because when you get understanding, when you get the word and you get the understanding of that word, now you have the access of everything that comes with that word. And that's the kingdom of heaven. That's the kingdom of God. That's the angels. Woo, that's the favor, the grace, the mercy. Oh, my God, that's the anointing. That's the blood. That's the righteousness. Come on now. Angels will begin to obey you. Woo! Because angels don't move until they hear the word. Oh, my God. Woo! My God, my God. Oh, some. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Ooh, we're going to break the devil's neck and his back today. Because when you understand that getting the word and then getting understanding activates your power. Okay, okay, okay. Woo! Oh my God. Okay, let me prove it. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Come on now. I'm gonna share this with you. See, this doesn't do me any good if only I know and have this understanding. He says, freely you received, freely you give. Okay, now listen. Woo, high glory. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Listen. My God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. You better. Oh, somebody's getting it right now. Somebody give God some praise. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. His shot. Oh, my God. Now, listen. Listen. God glory. See, I want you to have understanding why you're going to be debt free. Why? How glory. His shot. Why? How? When they told you, how glory, that you had diabetes and then now they can't find any trace of it. I want you to understand why when they told you that cancer and a heart failure, that you only had 70% of your heart or 50% of your heart working capacity, and then all of a sudden it's healed and now you have 100% capacity. You're going to understand why, because when you received him, the word, life was recreated in you, and the power, well, oh my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Somebody better say, I receive it. It is so. Now listen. Whenever, if this is hitting you right now, I want you to sow it into my new Cash App. Amen. It's $MDBryant. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me type that again correctly, so that way, because this is, see, when you hear the word, the Bible says, high glory, that we overcame them by how? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. See, this is my new Cash App. I told you I was going to change it because for this season, hey, man, we don't want no limitation. When something hits you, sow a seed. If you can sow the new beginning seed of 8888 or 18888 or the 2024 seed of $224, or for those that can, the 2024, this is why you get the understanding. He said, listen, we understand. According to the word, Genesis 8:22, God's kingdom is built on Genesis 8:22. Seed time and harvest, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I want you to get this right now. See, your understanding, he says in Proverbs chapter 4. Did we get there? Proverbs chapter 4. I want you to understand where everything is going to happen from. Proverbs chapter 4. Get this right now. Proverbs chapter 4. Come on, get it. Proverbs chapter 4. Look at what it says. Okay? Look at verse 4. Okay, I want to give you all of the context and everything. Okay? He says in verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my what? Words. Oh my God. Let your heart, remember, your heart is the connection of the spirit and the soul, your subconscious soul, your mind. The Bible says, and God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. That's when he received the mind of God. Paul said, put on the what? Mind of Christ. The mind is the soul. This is that area where your attitudes, your determinations, and your judgments are there. You're going to understand. High glory. Woo, Brother Tracy, thank you for joining in, Pastor Tracy, all the way from Ohio. High glory is Shaitan about. When you understand today that God is doing a new thing in you, but it begins with the renewing of your soul, your mind, your understanding. Look at verse 5. He says, he taught me also, let thy heart retain my words. Keep my what? Commandments. Everything he wrote in the Bible, the 67 books, those are not suggestions. Those are commandments. Oh, come on now. Verse 5, he says, get wisdom. Come on. Get understanding. Wisdom and understanding are spirits. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, come on now. Pastor Tracy, if you're still there, someone type amen for me. Amen. Listen, get wisdom. Get understanding. Wisdom and understanding are spirits. Oh, come on now. Wisdom, high glory, his shah. This word wisdom in the Hebrew, glory, is the word, the chokmah of God. It means, listen, the skill, the prudence, administration, the spirit of administration, the spirit of skill, the spirit of prudence. This word understanding in the Hebrew. Oh, come on now. I'm taking my time today. I ain't got to go to work, so we're going to be here for a second. It's the binah of God, okay? It's the spirit of, it's his spiritual discernment. Oh, my God. It's his spiritual perception and discernment, okay? So when you get, he says, get what? The spirit, the spiritual, high glory, administration and skill. He says, get his spiritual perception and discernment. Forget it not, neither decline from the what? Words of my mouth. There's that word again. Forsake her not, she shall preserve you. Love her, she shall keep you. Wisdom, the spiritual skill, the spiritual, oh my God, skill is the principal thing. This word principle means first. Therefore, get the spiritual skill, and with all thy getting, get the spiritual discernment and perception from God. Now listen. Oh my God, listen. I gave you glory. Come on. I gave you I told you something. I said, look, I said, hey, that manifestation and everything begins with understanding. Okay. Listen. The devil, I'm gonna say it, then I'm gonna show it to you. the devil can only steal, kill, and destroy from the place where you don't understand. Okay? He can only steal, kill, and destroy where you don't understand. Ah, my God. Let me go ahead and prove this to you. Matthew chapter 13. Come on, Matthew chapter 13. I want you to get this. Matthew chapter 13. Woo, my God. Matthew chapter 13. Come on, get this. Matthew chapter. Woo, my God. The devil is a lie. Mm-mm-mm. Get it. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Look at verse 18. Okay. Someone type it is so. Okay. Now, remember, I told you God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. God, Jesus. Okay. Jesus taught about the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. He didn't teach about the gospel of himself. Jesus. Jesus was the prophet to speak the kingdom back in the earth. Okay. Woo. John talked about repent. Jesus talked about the kingdom. Oh, come on. Why? Because Jesus came to restore the kingdom. Woo! God's way of doing things. Oh, my God. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Okay, this is why Jesus, most of the teachings of Jesus dealt with farmers, parables, illustrations and images that the people could understand. Because the common people didn't have a good education. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to teach it. This is why he said, get wisdom and understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. Come on now. I want you to get this. Ha, glory. Hey, she te ike sha. Woo, my God, my God. Ho, eke, she te ike sha. Oh, my God. Amen, Pastor Tracy. Listen, Pastor Tracy, the Lord told me to tell you, woo, that the rest of 2024 is going to be, listen, sweatless victories. High glory, everything, high glory, everything, because you chose to listen, because I want you to change your verbiage, not to serve God, but you chose to walk in your son of God, your place as a son of God. We are sons of God. We're not servants. Because you chose to walk in your purpose as a son, the Lord says, your harvest is happening starting today. Oh, my God. There's going to be, listen, Pastor Tracy, there have been things that you should have gotten that people were supposed to do for you. There were certain things that you applied for, had contracts and things for that didn't seem to happen. But God said it was because of his timing, not because you were denied. Delay is not denial. And the Father says, Pastor Tracy, that you are going to be, listen, it's going to seem like you exploded and blew up overnight, but nobody knows the tears and the prayers and the nights and the days that you were on your knees praying to get the help and get the deliverance. High glory. And yes, you kept a smile on your face, but God says, now you're going to walk in the fullness of my blessing, says the Lord. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich, and he will add no sorrow. Come on, Pastor Tracy, if you receive that word, type amen. Ha, glory, his shot. Woo, my God, my God. Now listen, remember I said, God, understanding is when manifestation begins, and that the devil can only steal, kill, and destroy those things in those areas that you don't have understanding. Matthew 13, verse 18. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of the what? Sower. Seed time and harvest. Everything that Jesus taught about was based on seed time and harvest. The parable of the sower. When any man hears the what? Word of the what? Kingdom. Okay, here we go. When anyone hears what? The word of what? The kingdom. See, here is the qualifier. It must be a word from the kingdom. And understands it not, then the wicked one, the devil, the enemy, whatever you want to call him, then the wicked one cometh and catches away that which was sown in his what? Heart. Oh, my God. This is why God is, the Father is trying to get you healed, okay, in your heart, in your soul, in your subconscious. This is why he wants to get you healed. Where? In your heart, in the place of your subconscious. This is where the spirit and the soul connect. Because when the spirit and the soul are in agreement, the body will just follow. Come on, somebody, y'all better get this today. The evil one, so, but what was sown? The seed. What is the seed? The word. Okay. So now, for time's sake, now, if I show you where he steals, let me show you where God says, if you get understanding, manifestation comes. In this same chapter, Matthew 13, look at verse 23. Come on now, if you're getting someone type, it is so. Come on, get this. All right, here we go. Look at verse 23. But he that received what? Seed into the good ground, which was the heart, is he that what? Heareth the what? Word and what? Understands it. Woo! Which also what? Bears fruit. So fruit or manifestation doesn't come until you have an understanding first. This is why Proverbs chapter 4 says, with all your getting, get understanding. He didn't say faith. You can have faith and no understanding and you still won't receive. Woo, my God, you must have an understanding and you can only get understanding through the word. Okay, woo, my God, here we go. But he that receives seed into the good ground of his heart is he that heareth the word and understandeth, which also bears fruit, how much? 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The 30, the 60, and the 100 represents the different levels of understanding. 30 is a little bit. 60 is a good amount. But 100 is unlimited. It's not 100 times. It's not 60 times. It's not 30 times. It's your level of understanding. Your 100%, when you have spiritual and soul understanding, 100%, listen, you have unlimited access. Oh, come on, someone type amen. It is so. Now listen, I'm going to be right here all week. Listen, I'm on spring break. So listen, we getting ready to break down the devil's back and the enemy, okay? So how do we do this? We understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, Genesis 8:22. Why? Because Paul said, I wish above all things that you may as what? Prosper and be in health. How? Even as your soul prosper. You get soul prosperity through the understanding of the word. So the seed time is the period of planting seed or investing consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. Okay? So, today, high glory, I want you to get the understanding of sowing your seed with the understanding. Now, I believe this morning that you received understanding from this teaching. So there are two ways to sow into this ministry or into this word, okay? You can sow into the ministry itself, okay? I'm just typing this for Instagram. I'm sorry. All right. By using the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, and we have a PayPal button there that you can go through PayPal. You can also use the Zelle and go through your account into our account using our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. But if you want to receive the prophet's reward, okay, which is sowing straight into the hand of the prophet, the supervising priest. I'm the prophet and supervising priest of this ministry. Ezekiel 44 verse 30 says, and the first fruit, high glory of all things, of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is terumah. When you give straight into the hand of the prophet, you're giving what's called a terumah, or it's also called a heave or wave offering, okay? And you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may cause or speak or prophesy the blessing to rest and remain in your house. How do you do this? By sowing directly into my personal Cash App, which is, and I just changed this today because the Lord wanted this to be not limited by 2023, but he says, change it so that way the people will always be in proper alignment. $ Prophet M.D. Bryant. That's it. $ Prophet M.D. Bryant is right there on the screen. Okay. And when you do this, I speak the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Now, what's the house? It's not only your brick and mortar, but Paul said that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So the kingdom of God is within you. So when you sow into the hand of the prophet, I speak that the blessing works in you and all around you and everything that represents you, that it rests there. That means it makes its living space. Oh my God. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Right now, Father, you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and decree, everyone that sows today, the 8888 or the 18888 or the 224 or the 2024, which those two represent the 2024, the season of obedience to new beginning. You're going to activate new beginnings. You're going to activate this anointing to prosper and be in health in your life. And Father, I declare and decree that those who sow personally into my hand, I speak the blessing of the Lord, that they're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Everything that their hands touch is blessed. The place where the soles of their feet is touched is blessed. And Father, that the blessing of the Lord makes them rich and adds no sorrow, in Jesus' name. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the rest of this week. Listen, I am going to be so tuned in because I want to hear the praise reports of you not only believing God, but executing the understanding of the word and receiving your harvest. In Jesus' name, be blessed.